AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The latest school shooting was at East High School in Denver. Police Chief Ron Turner says a student shot two administrators.
This particular student actually had a safety plan that was in place where they were to be searched at the beginning of the school day every day. They had been searched previously to today and had never had a weapon on them before. However, today, during that search, which took place away from other students, away from other school staff, they did produce that weapon and fire shots.
The suspect is still at large. One of the administrators was critically injured and is undergoing surgery at an area hospital. The second victim is in stable condition. In Durham, North Carolina, near a middle school, police say two 16-year-old boys were killed. One was wounded today. As the world waits to see if former President Donald Trump is indicted, people are outside the courthouse in Manhattan.
More than any Trump supporters or protesters, there were reporters out here in front of the court. But a block away in front of another court, Law and Order SVU was being shot. Tourists Arla Koki and daughter Lola from Canada were passing by.
It does seem surreal.
My mom was like, oh my gosh, it looks like we're in like an FBI zone.
The same courthouse where the grand jury meets is also where people get married, like Santiago Quintero.
It's been in the making for a while, so, you know, it just happened to be the same day. It's fine. We're here for something important. Not going to let that bother me.
And then there's Reese Cohen, who lives around the corner and is nervous about Trump's calls for protests.
Just because you don't know what his people will do. We've already heard so much. We've seen January 6th.
In Lower Manhattan, Julie Walker, New York.
There was no grand jury testimony today. Stocks are lower on Wall Street at the close after the Federal Reserve raised a key interest rate again.
The process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go and is likely to be bumpy.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the banking system is sound and resilient after two recent bank collapses. This is AP News. Britain's inflation rate has risen for the first time in 4 months.
The Office for National Statistics says that the Consumer Price Index jumped to 10.4% in the 12 months through February from 10.1% the previous month. The figures surprising analysts who'd forecast inflation would slow to 9.9%. The data's increasing pressure on the Bank of England to approve an 11th consecutive interest rate increase when it meets on Thursday, regardless of concerns about the economic impact of strains on the global banking system. The office says high energy prices have continued to squeeze household budgets. Charles de Ledesma, London.
On the road again.
Weeks after winning more Grammys, Willie Nelson is getting a new kind of honor, a university endowment. The 89-year-old country music icon is the namesake of the Willie Nelson Endowment for Uplifting Rural Communities at the University of Texas's LBJ School of Public Affairs. Ed Donahue, AP News.